is doing more than just playing a video game. He has entered another world, a world of danger, intrigue, and magic.
Saturday night, 7 o'clock. You know what time it is, kids. It's time for Elite Lock Test Radio with your host, me, Vion Kaiser, the Jersey Machine.
Vanilla Assassin.
What's new, Vanilla Bean?
Not too much, not too much.
Excellent, excellent. That's what I like to hear every Saturday at 7. We come on. We talk video games and nerding. Nerding.
Yep.
Yes. And who's over here? The same man. I was talking fast because we're a little late. A little late on the draw, but that's all right. Yep. But, yeah.
Mortimer.
I know. So, yeah, I'm back. I think I mentioned, I don't know if I mentioned on the show last week, but I did end up going to fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada.
Dang, no way.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and I had a great time.
Nice.
Did you do some reporting for the show?
I did. That's exactly what I did. Thank you. That's exactly the reason I went.
Beautiful.
To do some reporting.
Beautiful.
The concrete and cement convention was in town. And I wanted to check it out.
Beautiful.
See what was going on.
Absolutely.
So I will definitely update on that. But I had a very strict itinerary.
Absolutely.
And so I'm going to go through it block by block.
Sure, yeah.
Itinerary.
I did. So the first thing I did was I visited Battlefield Vegas.
Oh,
dang. Anyone can
get some.
Is that like Battlestar Galactica?
Kind of. Anyone can walk in off the street. And shoot machine guns. It's that easy.
Yeah.
Damn.
From check-in to me shooting was like literally 5 minutes.
Wow.
Like they don't, I mean, it could be anyone. They don't care.
Just yeah.
Come on in.
Come on in.
You want to shoot guns?
As long as you have the,
shoot the machine gun.
You have the money.
That's,
shoot that shoot money and you're in.
That's it.
How many people were there? Quite a bit or no?
Yeah. And there was a guy beside me. I don't know what he picked. There's a menu. There's literally a menu.
Nice.
And you just pick what you want. And then they load up a cart. Like an AV cart.
A firearm.
Yeah. And they put them on top. Nice. And then, it's that easy, and then, yeah.
So, okay, so if you had to, let's just do the analogy of a meal.
Mm.
What's your appetizer?
Yes.
Main
exactly.
Course, dessert?
Yes, I had the Thompson submachine gun for my app.
Okay,
little
nice.
Submachine gun.
What is this, John Wick?
Yeah, exactly.
The dessert.
Then I had the MG42 as the, that was the appetizer and the... The Thompson was in a mousse bouche. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. A little hors d'oeuvre. And then, and then came the entree. That was the Bren submachine gun. But the guy beside me, I don't know what he picked, but the guy with me, he warned me. He said, this is going to get loud. And then all of a sudden, I heard a noise like I've never heard before. Oh, wow. Like, I don't know what he picked. I think it was like a GAU. I don't know. It was like the thing off of a Thunderbolt fighter plane. Like, he was like... It was so hard. It was like, wow. It was 10 times, like, you know, like the...
Predator.
Predator, you know that thing?
Yeah.
It was like that, but it was louder and faster. I couldn't even understand what was happening.
Well, yeah.
And there's smoke pouring out, and I was like, oh my God, what was that? That wow. You know, you have earphones on.
Did you feel the vibrations?
I think the paper is cut in half. It was insane. I don't know how much that cost, but I couldn't afford that. So.
Yeah, but also man, that's crazy.
Yeah, you can go there, you can drive a tank, you can do whatever you want. It's unbelievable.
Could you fly a helicopter?
Yeah. Okay. No, actually, you can, and you can shoot out the door in the desert.
No way.
Yeah, you reminded me.
Dang.
That is on the menu. So, but that's expensive. So if you want to go up in the air, and you can shoot.
Dang.
If I was going to do that, I would go to Texas.
Oh, okay.
Do the feral hog hunt.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see what you mean. All right.
Yeah, out of the helicopter.
I love it. Yeah. All right, then we went, let's see here. Oh, we went to Pizza Rock.
What's that?
Pizza Rock in Las Vegas. The guy, the chef there, the pizzaiolo, is the first American to win best pizzaiolo in Italy at the World Championships.
Mm.
And he's won 11 World Championship titles.
Wow.
And he's like, he's just the guy. He's like, he's got so many pies on his menu that have won awards. Nice. So I had to go, right?
Well, and this is while you're shooting or what?
It was after. Yeah, it was after. So now, yeah, we left that place.
After you worked up an appetite shooting.
Oh, this is totally different.
Yeah. This is totally different now. Yeah. So now I'm eating pizza. Yeah. So I went to eat pizza.
Yeah.
And it was.
Was it good?
It was amazing.
Oh, did it taste did it taste deserty?
No, but it did have it was stone oven.
Yeah.
And we had grandma's meatballs
for the appetizer. You had grandma's meatballs?
Grandma's meatballs were amazing. Wow. And the New Yorker pizza I had was perfection. And then I followed up with a Detroit slice, red top, which was also perfection. It was unbelievable.
That's great.
It was amazing.
Why is it always grandma? Why doesn't grandpa make pizzas and stuff?
It was Nona's. Nona's pizza.
Oh, I loved it. And then I went to Gold and Silver Pawn Shop.
Okay. Oh,
they weren't there. It's true.
Less
gold. No, that's
they only go there when they shoot the scene.
Yeah, but it was honestly super impressive in there. I loved it. I'd be shopping there all the time.
Did you buy anything?
I did.
What did you buy?
I bought a silver dollar.
Nice.
A lucky silver dollar.
Nice.
Okay. From 1900. A silver eagle.
Nice.
I bought that, and the staff there are so friendly, because he had all these nice silver dollars, like in cases. But then he had a box of silver dollars, like the ones I could afford.
Yeah.
And I was like, can I look through them? He's like, absolutely. And he's like,
dang.
He let me look through every single one until I found a beauty. And I found a beauty
dang.
That I bought. And his name was Archie. And he was like, and he said, let's go up and do some paperwork. And I said, all right. And we went up. And I went around there and I was like, I'm in fun the pawn shop.
And there was,
did you pawn anything?
Just like they do.
No, but I thought about it.
Let's go
to the paperwork. Yeah. And now I know where everything is. So when he's looking at the guns, he's right by the front door. That's where he is. that's where the stuff is, the militaria.
Yeah.
And then along the side are coins and silver. And then on this side is like jewelry and watches and stuff. But it was awesome. It was really cool.
Beautiful.
I was hoping I might see one of them, but I didn't. Yeah. That's all right.
If you had to, which one would you do? Well, Grandpa's dead.
Yeah, I know. That would have been the one I wanted to see the most. That guy. The old man. The old man. Then there's Rick. There's pictures of Rick all over, and there's cutouts of Rick. And he's like, and he's little got a little speech bubble saying, if you want to talk to me on Cameo, you know, search me there, and I'll send you a personalized message.
Lovely.
I know. Just get your ass in the store, maybe, and then you can talk to lots of people.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. I didn't even care. It probably would have been a zoo if he was in there. But
did you go visit what's his face? What's his face? The guy that buys all those pallets and sells them in 2 seconds.
Resale Rabbit?
No.
He's in Phoenix, I think.
I don't know. Wait, who's Resale Rabbit?
I don't know. He's one of those guys.
That jerk guy.
Oh, the Liquidator.
The Liquidator.
He's in Vancouver.
Is he still around? Is his show
all right. But I did go to the Toy Shack, and the Toy Shack is his toy expert. Pawn Stars.
Yeah, I know.
Point. Yeah, yeah. He's
across toy. The street.
It is. It's really. Yeah,
it's a show there. Too.
Yeah, he's always.
No, but he's always. Whenever he calls.
Let me call my friend.
He calls that guy.
Yeah.
All of his experts are on there. Like Count from Count's Customs is right up the
street.
Oh,
I thought they come from like super far
away. No. Rick from Rick's Restorations. But he's moving, so his store was closed. I saw her.
Oh, you do.
I think I did. I went to a fine bookstore, and I'm pretty sure it was her, but I forgot to look it up. But I was going to. I was like, this must be her.
Yeah.
Because she was sitting right there, too.
Yeah.
But she was like, do you need any help? I was like, no, I'm just admiring your fine volumes.
Dang.
That's what I said. She did have some fine volumes. I couldn't believe it. Like, you should have seen the books she had.
Yeah.
They're unbelievable. And some of them were $120,000. And I was like, but she was letting me look, you know what I mean? So that's why I was very, I was very.
Did you have to put some gloves on?
Cordial. No. Well, it's all behind glass, right? I didn't dare. I wouldn't say.
Yeah.
But they had illuminated. Just one page from like a monk did like in the year 1300. Yeah, that was like 12,000. But it's just like a little square this big. Yeah, but just the O, right? It's the O. And it's like, you want that? It's like 12,000. I was like, wow. But it was cool. It was cool.
Now tell me, was it hot there?
Oh my gosh.
Was it sweaty hot?
The weather was perfect.
Really?
Blue skies and 20 degrees every day.
Oh, 20 degrees. But how hot does it get?
Oh, yeah. It probably gets way hotter in the summer. I would never go in the summer, but I had no issues at all.
Dang.
It was amazing.
I wouldn't survive.
It would have been good to go see the hockey game, an NHL game.
Well, it's weird. I know. I was thinking, you do see a bit of the merch around, too.
For anything above 15 Celsius.
For the Golden Knights, Then here's this is my favorite bit. I went to the casino. El Cortez.
El Cortez. That's
yeah,
name
I
Cortez.
Went. Yeah, and nice. I sat and played table games.
Dang! Oh, it just
I
like data.
Sat with a group of misfits and characters, the likes of which you have never wow. seen before. A guy in a cowboy hat.
Nice.
Some guy with his $100 chip.
Puts us misfits to shame. Dang.
Good OJR. They're
one only with like a notebook, writing everything down, trying to win. And yeah. I was playing.
Was it blackjack?
No, I was playing baccarat.
Baccarat.
Yeah, baccarat.
I've never played baccarat.
Yeah, I played that. And then I don't even know if did I tell you guys what my plan was for game. I had a budget. I was going to gamble, but
well, you guys told us squat.
No, I did. I thought I told you I was going to play roulette.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You wouldn't go above a certain amount.
Yeah, but didn't I tell you
all red?
No, but didn't I? Oh, did yeah, I tell you though what my number was though?
Yeah, all red, 15 or 20.
Solid. No, what was no. Anyway, I was ready. I was going to play 13 black.
Okay, no, you didn't say that. No,
because 13 black.
Yep.
I don't know. I was playing online, like trying to learn the game, and every time I did a straight up bet, I put 13 black, right?
Mm-hmm.
I met my friend who was coincidentally in Vegas at the same time. It was just a coincidence.
Yeah. Nice.
And we're like, you're in Vegas, I'm in Vegas, so we met up.
Hey!
Nice.
Yeah, we went to Caesar's Palace.
Okay.
He puts down a chip on red.
Oh no!
And then he asked me, he's like, "Are you gonna bet?" I'm gonna bet.
He won it.
No, sorry. He put it on black.
He won then, 10
just
grand.
On black. No, just black, the color, right?
Yep.
And then I said, here's my chance. Because the other roulette table I tried was too crowded. I couldn't get in.
Yeah. But
this guy, there's no one there.
Beautiful.
No one there.
Yep.
So here's my chance, right? Because there's my friend's playing. I don't have to be nervous.
Sure. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let him do all the work.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but I said no. And you won't believe it.
He won it. 10 so grand.
No, he doubled his money, but 13 black
landed. No.
13 black.
No.
Are you kidding me?
Are you? That was the time.
Are
it was meant to be.
You?
That was the time.
I don't understand though. What is? It's a message. What does it mean?
What would have happened if you put it on?
Oh,
if you
said that's 13. Huge.
I would have won. If I put down a $25 chip, I would have won $875 US.
Ah!
And that's all I had to do. That's all I had to do.
But it was almost like
what held you back?
You met your friend. You went to the
Sam, you understand. No,
what held you back?
I was upset the whole...
I would
I'm
be, too.
Upset.
No, you can't be upset. You can't be upset.
No, same man. No, I was almost in tears. Because you understand. No, you understand. I was the whole
Make him understand. He doesn't understand.
On the way to Vegas, I was saying, I'm going to put $25 in 13
That was
black.
Your thing. That was your
13
plan.
13 black. 13 black. I go to El Cortez.
And then you...
The table is packed. I can't get in.
You pull the Millhouse.
And also, I'm nervous. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We go to Caesar's with my buddy. There's no one else at the table. This awesome dealer named John.
He'd have to do all the work.
Yeah, and then he's like, oh, it's easy. Here, look. And he shows me. And all I had to do was put my chip down.
Yeah.
That's all I had to do.
And but if you would have something decided inside you would have put it on that.
That's what
that
I would have done.
What held you back?
I've told
What held you back?
That's what I want to know.
What was it?
What is this mean?
No.
I was so upset. You know,
oh, yeah.
No, I was literally upset. Like, I was, ready to punch a wall.
Yeah. Oh,
because you know the odds of that coming up?
No, exactly.
It pays 35 to 1.
Yeah.
It would never. See, man, one spin, and he was 13 black. It was one spin. He just spun it, and then he won 50 bucks. Like he was happy. He's like, yay! And I was like, and then I got my calculator, and I was like, I just lost $875.
Yeah. Did you?
If I put my $100 budget on that, it would have been almost 4,000.
But you said that you want to put like your entire budget on that one.
Oh man. Oh man!
So what
man.
Are the chances?
Oh,
though? Like Wait. L. What is L? L. What is it? What was it?
At
called?
Some
L?
Point, between
you know
leaving,
what? You know
at
what?
Some point.
But Simon, what does it mean? Why would that happen?
At some point,
why would that happen though? What made me say no?
At some point between leaving the Shire here and getting over there into the casino to that table, did you ever pray to win?
I just thought I'm gonna put it on 13 black. I just thought it
was. But you never actually physically prayed.
No, I guess not. But I don't know.
Okay.
I was just
really upset. You know what could have happened?
I thought maybe it was a joke or something.
You know what? Somebody could have
from the heavens.
You win and they
well, that's what I'm wondering.
You know, maybe if something would have happened if somebody saw you walked out.
Maybe somebody would have jumped you for that money.
Maybe like that could happen too. Like,
or maybe you would have become a warlord or something in the desert. You'd go back to that battle thing, whatever.
Well, I was very upset.
Oh, gee, that's a weird thing that
it
would
was
come
very.
Up.
That
weird.
Was your plan. You were
so
planning the whole time.
Very
you got stage
weird.
Fright. You got stage fright. That's what it is.
I know, but why my anxiety is only yeah. Because I even said to the guy, I said,
"I am
my buddy who bet on black for pays 2 to 1," and he's like. He said, should I put it red or black? And I told him, I said, put it on black. I said, always bet on black. And then the dealer was like, that's what Wesley Snipes said. And I said,
hey!
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I said, he knows. And then he did it. And then he won. And then his, he was with someone.
Yeah.
And then she put it down and she won. And meanwhile, I'm just standing there doing nothing and not winning anything because I didn't do it. I don't understand.
But you didn't put anything. You didn't even.
No, because I was like, oh, I can't lose $25. I know, but I don't know. Same man, I can't explain it. No, I can't explain it.
There's a reason you didn't put it down. There's a reason.
I'd love to know what it was.
I have no idea, but there's a reason you did.
Because I would have tipped the guy. I would have tipped everyone. I'd been like, "Woo! Oh, tell me." Oh. I've been flipping $25 chips here or there.
That's why you didn't win it. No. Pride would have gotten you.
It was like Vegas vacation.
Now tell me. Did the dealer have a gorgeous mustache?
No, he didn't, but he had a beautiful watch.
A beautiful
and
watch.
And a bald head.
I prefer the mustache.
Like, I don't know. Okay.
No, that's
killer.
You know,
that's killer.
Forget, you can't go back and...
No, I know. I know.
No matter
it's
how many
done
times
with, it's over.
My number will never... Like, it just... It, okay,
let's and your friend will never believe you that you would
have
13. That's what's killing
Well,
that's what's
I think
killing
he did, because I turned around and I said, no, guys, you don't understand. And then he saw how upset I was, because it is real. That's what I... You understand? It was real. Like, that's the thing. You guys know. I'm not lying.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Why, talking, who cares? You were talking about it, too. You're
but what?
About
okay, I don't want to talk more.
No, it's just a weird thing that came up after all that.
Then I went.
I totally understand.
Then we went to the Titanic exhibit.
Yes.
And I saw the big piece. It's bigger than this wall. It's like
that's
the size of that wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huge piece of it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's right there. Remember what I said I was going to do?
You're going to touch it.
It's going to.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, you can't. Look at the picture of the rope, right?
Yeah.
No, there is a spot at the corner. And I was like, but I was with someone, my Hungarian companion, and I was like this.
Yeah.
And she's like, don't. And I was like,
you're there.
I was like, come on. I was like, she begged me not to. She's like, you're going to get in trouble. You're going to get kicked out.
Yeah.
It's going to crumble. It's going to fall down.
The minute you touch it, that's
I know.
That's a little touch that needs it.
And I was just like, and then I was like, okay, out of respect, I didn't do it. And then I read a sign. It said, don't touch it because... If you touch it, the oil from your finger will...
Yeah, sure.
You know.
Yeah.
But honestly, come on. One little... Just,
but yeah, if everyone did that, then...
It's like Lay's chips.
I know. But then I said, I got to go back into that room. And she's like, I know what you're going to do. And I said, no. And then she caught me. So I didn't do it. But I could have done it.
So you,
I had the reach.
So you backed out of black 13, then you backed out of the 10. What's happening here? What is going on?
It could have been it. I touched the Titanic.
Your whole, every plan you have, you back out.
I touched the bottom of the ocean.
That's my life. That's my life.
That was it. Touched the bottom of
the ocean. Well, I bought, you know what I did though? In the gift shop,
yeah.
They were selling little specks of coal that were that they brought up.
Okay.
So I bought one.
Yeah.
Good. That you could buy.
That's
it was the size of a grain of rice, but it's in a little case.
That's okay.
It's in a little plastic.
Oh, it's
on a red velvet pillow. And it says, this coal was on board the Titanic, and I bought it.
You know what I would buy?
Was it really on there?
Yeah, 94, at least they brought it up in a batch.
I would have bought the jewel at the
They had reproductions there.
Yeah.
And I got a sailor hat. And I bought a reproduction third class mug so I can drink out of it.
Well, nice, just like the captain.
Yeah, exactly.
Too bad you didn't have the fiddle of the quartet. That
you should make some nice
music.
Earl Grey tea in there.
Gentlemen, it has been my privilege.
But I do own something now that was on board.
That's right.
Yeah, so that's good.
That's awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
I could touch that, I guess, later. But
yeah.
And then I went to the Bacchanal Buffet.
Bacchanal time, Bacchanal time, Bacchanal time.
The most expensive buffet in Vegas.
Is it?
Yeah, 100 U.S.
Caribbean?
A person.
Wow.
Bacchanal music is the greatest music out there.
It's unbelievable.
Bacchanal time.
I couldn't
believe
it. And we didn't have a reservation because I had canceled it.
Oh.
What?
Because you're upset.
That's 3 for 3. That's 3 for 3.
So what happened?
Well, we went up and I was like, well, that was me. My Hungarian campaign was like, we can't get in here. And then she's like, how many are there? And she said 2. And she said, come this way. And she's opened the red velvet rope.
No.
And she put us in.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, good fellas.
So then
I
tipped her $20.
Dang it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got in. Yeah.
Nice.
But for $100, you got to eat a lot of prime rib.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dang it.
How much did you eat your share?
Sammy, I wish you were there.
Why?
Because you're the expert on the buffet. But they had dishes that I've never seen before. Like, it was unbelievable. Yeah. But you really should have been there.
BTW, happy Revolution Day, March 15th.
There you go. There you go.
That's
I love
nice.
It. I love it.
Oh, man.
Oh, so good.
Now.
I love it. And then...
Did you eat clams?
I went right into the desert.
Did you do
no,
the,
I didn't.
Did you do
the E.T.? Did you find E.T. in the desert?
No! Oh, I should have. Yeah, you're right. I didn't do that.
Create a video game.
I didn't do that, but I did go into the desert, and we drove around there for a bit.
And you never came back.
Great Canyon.
No, it's like 4 hours away.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I couldn't. But overall, it's, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was good. It was
good. Did you drink from a cactus?
It was a lot of fun.
That's interesting.
Oh, I went to In-N-Out, too, because I always wanted to go to In-N-Out.
Where?
In-N-Out. In-N-Out Burgers.
Oh.
Oh, it's okay. Like, I've heard of that.
It's like the best fast food, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In-N-Out
Burgers. You go in, and then you go out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's in and out.
Yeah.
In and out. So
it's not in or out like a belly button. It's in and out.
And it's not in and out. It's
in. It's the in.
In and out.
In and out.
In.
In
and out.
In and out.
In and out.
Dang.
That's good, man.
But yeah, no, it's good.
No, that's great.
It's good. Yeah, I wish you guys were there. It would have been way better. Maybe you would have made me put that chip down.
You know what?
I'd be sweating to death.
I'll tell you something to make you feel better. So when I went to the casino and...
Yeah.
And at the time I was playing...
Oh, Sandman's a casino guy.
I was playing Sick Bowl.
Oh.
I don't know how to play that.
Yeah, it's dice, yeah.
They roll dice.
Yeah.
Supposed to pick when it comes up. One night, I swear, every single time I put it down as one... The next one came up, what I put down, is always one behind.
Oh.
And... I don't
always one behind,
casino,
yeah.
But this time I had to really hold it back.
Yeah.
I was fuming. There's about five in a row where I put down a bet.
Yeah.
And then the very next bet was that. And they were like long shots.
I hate it. I hate it. I know.
That's my life.
Yeah. So I know how you feel.
One step behind.
I know how you feel.
Oh, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm.
So that's why we should go to the casino and make it up. Make that up. Go to the... Go to the roulette table and we'll win your $4,000 for you.
Oh,
yeah.
Duh.
Where are we going? Waterdown or Niagara?
I'm not saying, but the fact. How did that number come up when you?
I don't. That's what I don't.
It was his plan all the way from here to there. That was my plan from here to there. That was the script.
That was the script.
And you deviated from the script.
No, you went to the Leduc or whatever it's called, the right casino as well, the right table.
No, that was the one where it was packed. Then I went to Caesar's Palace. I don't understand. I don't know. I'm still upset.
Now I'm getting upset.
Then I even said, like, should I tell the story?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Will it make me feel worse?
It's a good story.
Or does it make me feel better?
I think it made me feel bad. It's tragic, but it's one of those things.
It really is tragic.
No, it is tragic, though.
It is tragic because it's almost like everything came together in that moment.
That would have changed the whole... Everything. It would have changed everything.
Yeah.
It would pay for everything.
It would have changed our lives. Definitely. You know what we should do? We should make an indie movie.
It's like 1,200 Canadian.
We're trying to get your $4,000 from the casino. That should be our little indie movie.
That's
fun. Yeah. Oh, man. I can't stand it. Oh, well.
So where should we go? Niagara or Waterdown? When we try to win this back?
Yeah, we should. Brantford. We got to go to Fallsview. Yeah.
Oh, so is there one Brantford?
Yeah, Brantford.
Oh, I like Waterdown. I know the security guard there.
It's very good.
Yeah, Flamborough.
Oh, do you?
Flamborough, that's the one. Yeah, I know the security guard there.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, you know, yeah. So what is this? A heist? Like Ocean's 11?
Yeah.
No, not a heist. We're going to go in there. We're going to win your $4,000 and walk out. That's the plan.
That's all.
We're not going to deviate from the plan. That is the plan.
We need to put down $1,500.
But are we going to do it separately or together?
Is it better separately?
All in, Sandman.
We're doing the action, pushing everything. That's it.
We'll have to get visors, like those tennis visors, poker playing visors.
Yeah, exactly.
We have to fit in.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I used to go to casino quite often. I don't go as much anymore.
That's why I said you're a casino man.
But the thing is,
you like to gamble.
I was always saying if I was doing a PhD or something, I would do it on
you are the gambler
people and how they react to
that's going
to
be your new name, the gambler.
No, it's crazy though. There's this the people like there's certain I'm not going to say which ones but certain cultures would be very reserved even when they lost. Others would be like throwing the chips and walking off swearing.
Yeah, that's true.
Based on the culture, they would react differently to losing or winning.
It's one of my favorite lines from Simpsons when Homer is trying to make Lisa a Florida costume and then is a wreck, right? Because you'll remember this. Because Marge had a gambling problem at the casino, at the Monty Burns casino.
Oh, yeah.
And then Lisa looked at herself and she's like, I'm a monster. like because the costume looks so bad. And then Homer, no, Lisa, the only monster here is the monster that has enslaved your mother. I call this monster Gambler.
Gambler.
It is time to snatch her away from his neon claws.
Gambler.
So Sandman's Gambler. Gambler. Cool. Gambler.
He's Gambler.
He's Gambler.
You know, Gambler
he's
sounds Gambler. Like a He-Man figure.
It does.
Gambler.
Gambler. He likes to gamble. Yeah.
He's Gambler. Now tell me, what do you drink at the casino?
Oh, a Diet Coke.
No, come on. Everybody knows it has to be pineapple juice. Pineapple juice.
Well, I know it's that's true, the but I was too shy to ask. Yeah, that is a good one. I know that is that's always what I get. Except for this time, yeah. Everything went off script. Everything was a mess. Everything was a wreck. It was a disaster.
Okay. It's good, man.
Oh well. What can I tell you?
Just like the SS Minnow. Right. Yeah. Your new name right, is man. On the show. Your new name is going to be the SS Minnow.
I would. I'd rather be Gambler.
Gambler sounds awesome.
I know Gambler. I can picture him.
Well, you can't because
with his
you
neon claws. Like his neon claws.
No, because you don't gamble, but the Sandman gambles, so he has to be the Gambler. You go off script.
Kenny Rogers.
Where to hold him? No one to fold him.
Dang.
And to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. Freaking when the win is done.
Dang.
Yeah. Dang, there it is.
Dang.
You remember that the gambler dies at the end of that song.
It felt like one of those KTEL commercials from the 80s. Dang.
All your favorite hits on two LPs or two cassettes.
And then they had the romance albums too. Saving all my love.
I want all like the 90s dance ones.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Hero
in
dance.
In Ibiza.
Oh, the ones he always had beach boys. Oh, the fun times in the 60s. You have all the on the beach. You have the beach boys, the monkeys.
Yeah, I love it.
The
I love it.
I remember they had one. They had one of those commercials. And this old lady was crying because it brought back memories from the 50s because they were doing a 50s album.
And who was
I was laughing. I was howling.
Oh, yeah.
Now I'm the one crying when I'm hearing all those old songs.
Exactly. And guess, remember who was the one who was always there? Who was the host?
Who?
Tom Bosley.
Oh,
Tom
yeah.
Tom Bosley was the guy. Yeah.
It's true.
From
it's true.
Yeah, sometimes it was just a voice.
Tom Bosley also
Tom
did.
Tom Bosley was always there, yeah.
He also did, I think it was called SMC.
Yes, SMC.
SMC.
I thought about it. What's just SMC? For a moment.
Look at this beautiful statue of an angel.
Exactly.
Your cost, $1.99.
Exactly.
Yes.
I
always wanted to the customer, $8.
You just take a little bit of an ad in the paper.
Okay. Yeah, the one ad.
Wait till your father gets home.
Oh, yeah. Guys, we got to do that for a show. Scams.
Yeah, let's do the scams. Next week, we're going to do a scam show.
Scam show.
Scam show. The show is going to be a scam like it always is. It's always a scam.
Scam show, boys. All right,
scam show.
Land this plane.
All right. Yeah.
Crash this plane.
All right. Well, that's it for us. We'll be back next Saturday at 7 from me, Von Kaiser, the German steel machine, and
Vanilla Assassin.
Hmm. All right.
That's and the great. Gambler over there.
And Gambler.
And Sandman.
Bye bye.
See ya.
Looking to unwind to some jazz? Discover untapped local talent. Learn about your community. Or hear something really crazy. You're in the right spot. Here at 933, we're listener-supported radio. We have programming you simply will not find anywhere else. To learn how to support us further, check out cfmu.ca/fundraising for more information.
Yeah. Welcome. Good evening. How you doing? You're listening to The Next Exit. Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Got some house music for you. But first, let's do a public service announcement.